This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, April 14th, brought to you by the Modern Ag Alliance. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Senate Majority Leader John Bozeman spent time before the North American Ag Journalist today in Washington. The Arkansas ag leader says the current farm crisis didn't start yesterday.
We provided $10 billion in aid to December after President Trump got elected. So President Biden was still present because of the very difficult year of that year. We had raging inflation, which again is really the chief culprit in the sense that we've got these very high input costs, very low commodity prices. So there's just all of these things that have come into play. Certainly fertilizer prices have been exacerbated by the Iran war. Inflation has moderated, but prices haven't gone down. Okay, once they get set, they don't go down. Except in exceptions like this, where you've got a crisis situation like the Iran war.
Bozeman says the bridge assistance payments were helpful, but in no way made producers whole this year.
I think the talk has been in terms of about $15 billion, something in that range, maybe a little bit more. We're going into a reconciliation bill, but I think that's going to be very clean. I think that's only going to have to do with Homeland Security. But we're also going to have a supplemental bill. Military needs additional funding. Also, we have a situation, the California wildfires, a lot of that has not been dealt with. Even North Carolina has not been totally dealt with, in that those areas that were affected with that storm. We had a lot of winter damage with the snow and things that pretty much wiped out the sugarcane crop in Florida. We're in drought right now, really severe drought through much of the country. So I think that would be a good place, along with the aid that we're looking for would be a good place to put it.
Recognizing this as an election year, Bozeman told journalists the congressional calendar offering limited opportunities to address rural ag issues.
When you look at the calendar going forward, there's really not that much time left. Pretty soon they will start pushing people out of here for the election. And so there's not that many days left. There's not that many vehicles that are going to be available. And so we're talking with leadership. Senator Thune has been great. We have to remember that Senator Thune is the majority leader, but he's also from South Dakota, and he understands how important these things are in farm country.
In a related story today, a new university analysis suggests fertilizer prices likely will stay elevated into 2028. AgriPulse is reporting today a North Dakota State University analysis saying even if the latest U.S. ceasefire with Iran holds and the Strait of Hormuz reopens in short order, damage to fertilizer infrastructure in the region will keep prices elevated for some time. The study considers extensive damage to Iran's South Pars petrochemical complex and the Ras Laffan liquefied natural gas infrastructure serving Qatari fertilizer makers, taking urea production offline. Now, before the conflict broke out, urea prices were around $470 a short ton. NDSU economists predict the new floor would be $532 a ton. The analysis says a swift reopening scenario would still put urea prices at $782 a ton. You can read more on the story at agripulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the Modern Ag Alliance. For a half century, pesticides have affordably and effectively protected farmers' crops from invasive weeds. Without them, the impact would be felt beyond the fields, hitting Americans where it hurts, our wallets. That's why the Modern Ag Alliance advocates for farmers' continued access to essential pesticides so food prices don't rise even more. Get the facts at controlweeds.farming.com. This message brought to you by the Modern Ag Alliance in support of America's farmers. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.